Welcome everybody to the E-Electric Podcast, our first episode for 2024. My name's Ben, I'm here with Fletch.
Hello.
And Fletch, I say we just get straight into it, mate. Let's talk about this weekend's game where the Parramatta Eels, paying $1.44, are taking on our arch rivals, the Bulldogs, paying $2.80. Kickoffs at 5:30 p.m. at CommBank Stadium. And Fletch, can I do the honours of reading out the Parramatta side this week?
If you have to.
Alrighty, so we'll start off with the backs. We've got our captain, Clint Gutherson, playing fullback. On the wings, we see Bailey Simonson coming in for the suspended Sivo. On the other wing, we've got Sean Russell, who was showing some great form in the trial games. And then in the centres, we've got Will Penasini, who I'm expecting big things this year. And making his club debut in the NRL is Morgan Harper. And Fletch for the Bulldogs.
So at fullback, they've got Blake Taff. On the wings, Blake Wilson, Josh Adokar. And the centres are Jake Kiraz and Stephen Crichton.
Beautiful. So what we'll do, Fletch, as we do every year, we'll do backs versus backs. So who do you think is getting the points here?
It's kind of tough because Stephen Crichton and Josh Adokar definitely helped that back line a lot.
Yeah.
Because the back line without Adokar and Stephen Crichton would be pretty crap. Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to go Parramatta purely because of Clint Gutherson. And as I touched on before, I think the form of Will Penasini this year is going to be outstanding.
I agree with you there.
Yep, so we'll go Parramatta for the first one. When we move into the halves, and this is definitely where we start seeing the strength of the Parramatta side, at 5'8", we've got Dylan Brown, and at halfback, we've got Mitchell Moses.
And for the Bulldogs, they've got Matt Burden and Drew Hutchison. And I was running it by my friend who goes for the Bulldogs, and he said his family would rather see Toby Sexton at halfback instead of Drew Hutchison.
And who was that you were talking to?
Thomas Stitt.
Tommy Stitt. Now, that's the thing that I forgot to mention, Fletch. This is the first ever Johnson versus Stitt Cup. Good family friends of ours are mad Bulldog supporters. They're going down to the game also. And, yes, the Johnson versus Stitt Cup is up for grabs. So who are we giving it to in the halves, Fletch?
I'm going to buy a mile.
Yeah, I'm definitely leaning towards Parramatta there as well. When we move into the forwards, and I think this is where Parramatta really need to win the game. Yeah, at our number 8 prop, Regan Campbell-Gillard. Number 10, Junior Polo. And at hooker, we've got Joey Lussick.
Against the Bulldogs, Max King and Fasumalii. And Reid Marnie, so I'm giving it to Parramatta.
I'm giving it to Parramatta too, purely because of our two bookends.
Reid Marnie's probably the best person in that forward pack, I reckon.
Yeah. We'll be moving to the second row, and look, this is going to be a really good battle in the second row. It's Sean Lane, Bryce Cartwright, and at lock, Hopgood.
Up against Viliami Kikau, Jacob Preston, and Jamin Salmon. I'm still giving it to Parramatta.
I'm giving it to Parramatta
purely
too.
Purely because of Jermaine Hopgood.
Yeah, for sure. I think Cartwright's in for a massive year down that right side as well. But it's going to be great to have Sean Lane back in the side after missing quite a large chunk last year.
And I was thinking about this. Our left side by round 5 had no Sean Lane and no our left side changed over 7 times last year.
Yeah, wow.
Then our right side. Our right side basically stayed the same. Only had 2 times that it was consistently changed.
Yeah, okay.
And that was when Hopgood went to the second row on the right.
Yeah, right. That was it. There's a fun fact for all you listeners out there. That's good, mate. You're going in depth. I like it. We move to the interchange bench, and we've got Brendan Hands taking up the number 14 role. Ryan Madison, Joe Offahengawi, and the new recruit Kelma Tuolagi.
That's a strong bench.
It is a very good bench, and you have to think Wiramu Greig
as well. Wiramu Greig needs to come back to that, so I reckon maybe Offahengawi or Brendan Hands might drop out there.
Maybe. It's going to be interesting.
Up against the Bulldogs, Kurt Mann, Samuel Hughes, Josh Curran, Curtis Moran. I'm giving it to Parramatta.
I'm giving it to Parramatta. That's a
very strong bench.
Yeah.
Can I also like our variety on the bench now, because they all can play in the middle, but they all can play other positions as well.
Yeah.
And Joe Fengau would be our least versatile player.
Yep,
fair call. But even he can play forward and lock, maybe second row at a pinch.
Yep. No, it's a very strong first round team list. I'll throw a question to you, Fletch. Would there be any changes that you would make to that side?
I would bring in Will McGree if he wasn't injured.
Yeah, so let's take injuries out of it. Out of all the fit players, is there anyone that you'd look at bringing in, or anything you'd change to the team?
Ofiki Ogden.
Yeah, who would you put in?
Maybe for Brendan Hands, because Brad Arthur did come out and say he wouldn't have two hookers. But yeah,
so I guess with Brendan Hands, he does cover halves. He could probably play lock as well. But yeah, I would still like to see Hayes Dunster on the wing.
I was very surprised when I saw Bailey Simonson on the wings.
The only reason I say it is because I think they would have been training in positions all off season, so Bailey would have been predominantly training in the centre position. That's why I just think there's sort of two changes there when you could have brought in a winger for winger. And I would like to see whoever comes in to really have three really strong games to put pressure on Sevo.
Well, you never know. Bailey Simonson killing on the wings and Morgan Harbin killing the centres. Well,
yeah, let's hope so. The only other change that I'd look at making, Fletch, and I've mentioned this before, is we always lose a lot when Campbell Gillard and Junior go off at the same time. I'd like Junior to start on the bench and Joe Offahangawi to start in his position.
But what if Wirimu comes back?
Wirimu I'd put in the starting side. I'd have Junior coming off the bench. That's just me, but I'm not Brad Arthur. So, mate, let's get into our predictions for the game then. Who is your first try scorer for the season of 2024?
I was very bored this afternoon, so I rewatched the Titans game and the last time we played the Dogs as well. And most of our side that played against the Dogs is playing this game. So I was looking and seeing where that we exploited before, can we exploit it again?
Yeah.
And we can definitely. We scored so many tries off that left edge, and I reckon we can exploit that again because their right edge, their left edge is scary. But their right edge is Kiraz, Wilson, Drew Hutchison, and Jacob Preston.
Yeah.
So I was thinking you could have Dylan Brown and Sean Lane running at Blake Wilson and stuff.
Yeah.
And how many holes they would create, and Sean Lane with the offloads and stuff. I reckon they don't have a lot of strength and they're a bit skinny out on that side.
Yeah.
I reckon we can definitely exploit that. I reckon we can also exploit the left side as well, because we've got speed on that side, and that their only probably their speedster would be the Fox.
Yeah, Crichton's got a few wheels on him as well, but yeah, I like what you're thinking. So
also down the middle, if we just get Junior to pop away the offloads for the first 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then bring Matto on, and then you can start with the offloads, because we've already got Hopgood there. We don't need two offloaders early.
Yeah. So who's your first try scorer then?
I've gone Will Pennicini.
Will Pennicini, all right. I'm actually going to go Sean Russell for our first try for 2024. Who's your anytime try scorer?
I've also gone Bryce Cartwright. I've gone Bryce Cartwright as well, I reckon.
Yep.
What we saw in that Titans game, Moses wasn't afraid to run the ball and create chances.
And
you could see with that kick into the middle with Bryce Cartwright scored, I reckon they would have practiced that.
Yeah.
So I reckon they're going to do it again.
Yeah, I like it. For my anytime try scorer, I'm going for Sean Lane. For my anytime, I think he's going to run some pretty good holes, and I think he's going to do not a crash and barge over, but probably get the ball maybe 10 metres out. Carry a couple of defenders over with him. All right, what's your score prediction then?
So I think it will be in the middle of high scoring and low scoring. So I reckon it could be very high scoring in the first half. So I'm thinking like a 18-12 at half time.
Yeah.
And then I reckon we will score another and make it 26-12 to the Eels.
26-12. All right, I like it. That's a 13-plus victory for round one. I don't mind that. For mine, I think it's going to be an absolute bumper crowd, and I really hope the Eels start on fire and shut the game out early. To do that, I think they're going to have to put on a score, and I'm going to go the Eels to start the season strong, not like last year, and run out winners 36 points to 16.
Oh.
So, bold prediction to start off, Fletch, but that's what I'm going for. Alrighty. So, shall we move into the rest of the round, and then we'll go on to a couple of different topics that I'll throw at you.
Okay.
Rest
of
the
round.
So for the first time ever, Fletch, there was a round zero. So we saw two games weekend just gone. The Seagulls running out 36 points to 24 winners over the Rabbitohs, and the Roosters running out 20 points to 10 against the Broncos. How did you go with your tips in those games?
I got one out of two, and I tipped the Roosters over the Broncos. Yeah. I thought that would be my bold choice for the round, but every person I've asked tipped the Roosters.
Yeah, I did the same, mate. I went Roosters, but I went for the Bunnies. The Bunnies looked pretty good at the start, but then, yeah, a couple of mistakes, and they just capitulated.
I was going to change my tip to Manly, but I stood true to my tipping prowess and stick with the Bunnies, and I'll never do that again.
Yeah. All right, so let's move in. I thought this was going to be a bit of a fizzer, this game, to open up the weekend of footy. It's the Newcastle Knights paying $1.40 up against the Raiders, $2.94, Thursday night at 8 o'clock up at McDonald Jones Stadium, Newcastle. I thought it was going to be a fizzer, Fletch, but apparently it's close to a sellout up there. So Newcastle Knights fans love their footy. Who are you going to go in this game, mate?
I've gone the Knights. I just reckon Raiders don't have ours. They don't have ours.
Yep. And I think Jack Wyden's going to be a big loss for them this year. The Knights, I'm not sure if they'll reach the heights of what they did last year, but I still think they'll have enough in front of a home crowd to beat the Raiders. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll get to that. So the early game on Friday, it's the 6 o'clock game. It's the Warriors paying $1.51 at Go Media Stadium, Auckland, up against the Sharks, paying $2.56.
I've gone the Warriors.
I've gone the Warriors also.
Has Nicho Hynes been named?
Nicho Hynes has been named, mate, yes. I'll just double check that, but I'm pretty sure he has been put in.
Pretty sure he would have, yeah.
Yeah, he has been. All right, big game on Friday night, which I'm going to miss, Fletch, because I'm going to see a band called the Porkers on Friday night. So no score updates or anything like that, because I'll watch the game when I get home. But it's the first round specialist, the Storm. I don't think they've lost a game in 20 years or something in round one. They're actually outsiders, $2.40. You don't see that too often. They're playing at Amy Park in Melbourne up against the reigning premiers, the Panthers, paying $1.57.
I expect big things from Pappy. So I think I've tipped Melbourne, but I'll double check that.
Melbourne for the upset.
All right. I reckon at Amy Park, it'll just be too
much for the Panthers to overcome. All right. Well, I'm going to stick with the $1.57 favourites in the Panthers. I look at the Storm side and I write them off every year.
I've tipped Penrith.
You have? Okay. I'd love to see the Storm win, but I just can't see it happening. All right, we move on to the second Saturday game, and it's the Gold Coast Titans with their new coach, Des Hasler. They're playing at Cbus Super Stadium, Gold Coast, paying $1.53, up against the Dragons, paying $2.51.
Who have you gone?
I've gone the Titans.
I'm still thinking about this game, but right now I've tipped the Dragons.
The Dragons for the upset? Yep.
I reckon Zach Lomax will have his career best year, and I reckon they'll want to play for Flanagan early, and they'll die out later in the season.
Yep, okay, fair enough. And then we move on to the last game of the round. It's the 4 o'clock game on Sunday. It's the Dolphins paying $2.74 up against the North Queensland Cowboys paying $1.46, and this game getting played at Suncorp Stadium.
I've gone the Dolphins.
Gone the Dolphins?
I've gone the Dolphins.
I think I went the Dolphins as well, mate, to be honest.
Because I just reckon Townsend's a year older. Felt's like 40. Felt's like really old. I reckon Tom Dearden probably be their best player this year. But if you look at that team, where's
the Dolphins?
The Dolphins team, like Hammer at fullback, Asako and Brostock. Don't know who he is, but Farmworth and Tessie New in the centres.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, what happened to the Tongo?
Injured maybe.
Oh, still Cody Nicarima and Sean.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's on the injured bench. The extended bench at all.
Yeah, Isaiah
Katoa. Yeah, he is. So, yeah, just hasn't made the starting team. So, all right, Fletch, well, let's...
Neither was Jay Cavarillo as well.
I know, and he was meant to be like a big off-season signing for them also. So, all right, Fletch, so if we quickly run through it then, we've both gone Knights, we've both gone Warriors, both gone Panthers, both gone Eels, you've gone Dragons, I've gone Titans. So we're both going Titans, and I'm pretty sure I tipped the Dolphins as well. And congratulations to the West Tigers getting 2 points round one for the bye. But you know what the funny thing is, Fletch? They'll end up finishing the round in ninth, which is for long time West Tigers supporters, they can see the funny side of it. So all right, let's move into some different topics, Fletch. Welcome everybody to Ben's Sale of the Century. Okay, Fletch, so something a little bit different this year. It's called Ben's Sale of the Century. You're probably too young to remember Sale of the Century, but there was a thing called Fast Money. Tony Barber used to be the host. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you some questions.
It was like quick fire questions.
Yeah, and you have to give me a quick fire answer. Alrighty, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to read out the team names and you're going to tell me if they're a chance to make the top eight. Not saying that they will definitely make the top eight. It's if they will make the top eight or they have a chance to make the top eight. All right?
They're third. It's always
a third. So, Seagulls.
Yes.
They can make the top eight?
Yep.
Sorry, mate. I need a pen here. Have we got a pen? We don't. It's all right. I'll count on my fingers. No, it's all good. I've got one. All right. Roosters, can they make the top eight?
Maybe.
Yes or no? Can they make the top eight?
I'll just say yes, but with no confidence.
All right. West Tigers?
No.
Raiders?
No.
Bulldogs?
Yes.
Sharks?
No.
Dolphins?
Yes.
Titans?
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Warriors.
Yes.
Knights.
Yes.
Cowboys.
No.
Eels.
Yes.
Panthers.
Yes.
Dragons.
No.
Broncos.
No.
Broncos can't make the eight.
I'll say yes, but I...
No.
I want to say yes, but I don't want to say yes because I don't like them.
Okay. And Rabbitohs.
Yes.
Okay. So if I tally that up,
I'll pick off 15 teams.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's 12 teams that you think can make the top eight.
I'm happy with that.
Yep. All right, now what I'm going to do is narrow it down even more.
To eight.
So you said Seagulls could make it. Can they make it?
Yes.
Roosters?
No.
West Tigers and Raiders can't make it. Bulldogs.
No.
Sharks, you said no.
No, I said no.
Dolphins.
I said yes to the Dolphins, and I will say no to the Dolphins.
Okay, Titans.
Yes.
They can make the eight.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Warriors.
Yes.
Knights.
Yes.
You said no to the Cowboys. You said yes to the Eels.
Yes.
They can make it. Panthers.
Yes.
Dragons, you said no.
Broncos, yes.
Broncos,
Rabbits,
yes.
Rabbits, yes.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We're down to now. So now we're going to do top four of the top eight and bottom four of the top eight. Can the Seagulls make the top four?
Yes.
Can the Roosters make the top four?
No.
Dolphins?
No.
Titans?
No.
Storm?
Yes.
Warriors?
No.
Knights?
No.
Eels?
Yes.
Panthers?
Yes.
Broncos?
Yes.
Rabbitohs?
No.
So we've now got five teams in the top four. So the reason I'm doing this, Fletch, is a long way of doing it is, where do you think the Parramatta Eels, what's a pass mark for them this year?
Top six.
Top six. I agree with that. I think anywhere between one and six.
Five and up. That's all I want. Five and up.
Yep. For the home semi-final would be very, very handy. All right, mate. Now, next question. Who is your wooden spooners?
For Dragons.
The Dragons. Fair enough. Who is your Parramatta Eels top try scorer?
Clint Gutherson.
Gutho. Who is your player Parramatta player of the year?
Jermaine Hopgood.
Hopgood in his second season. And what is your grand final for 2024?
Eels and Storm.
Eels, Storm. Fair enough. All right. And I'm going to ask you one more question. Who is your Dally M Player of the Year?
Oh, I'm actually going to go Dylan Brown. I reckon comeback season.
Yeah.
I reckon he'll have try-assist after try-assist after try-assist mixed in with tries and tries and tries and tries. Right. I reckon he'll get double-digit tries.
All right. You know why I had a bit of a giggle there, Fletch?
Why?
Because you picked Hopgood for the Parramatta Player of the Year, but then you had Dylan Brown as the Dally M Player of the Year.
Because I reckon Dylan Brown will be good the whole year.
Yeah.
And I reckon Hopgood will be good in moments, and then he'll be good for Queensland when he gets picked for State of Origin.
Okay.
And I reckon he'll just have more. I reckon, because Hopgood won't get as many points, but he'll have more impact.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
No, fair enough. All right. This will be the last question, though. What is your top eight for 2024?
Okay. So my top eight will be, I reckon we'll have Penrith in first, because I just think they're too good. I reckon they might dip in form a bit, but I reckon I'll have the Storm in second, because I reckon they'll want to bounce back, and it should be Bellamy's last year, but who knows. And I've gone the Eels in third, because I reckon there's five other teams that I reckon we can beat easily.
Yeah.
And I've got the Roosters in fourth.
Yeah.
I've got the Rabbitohs in fifth. I've got Brisbane in sixth. I've got the Titans in seventh. And I've got Manly in eighth.
Not bad. Do you want to hear my top eight?
Yep.
I am going to go Penrith, one. Roosters, two. Brisbane, three. I'm going to go Parramatta, fourth. Who have I said?
So Parramatta, Melbourne, the
Penrith
and the Roosters.
Roosters. In fifth, I'm going to have Broncos. In sixth, I'm going to have Manly. In seventh, I'm going to have the Rabbitohs. And in eighth, I might go a Smoky for eighth. I'm going to go the Gold Coast Titans.
Just quickly.
Oh, actually, no. Sorry. Warriors.
Just quickly. Warriors. What? I thought that was at Combank. The Penrith Parramatta game.
No, it's not, mate. It's out at Penrith Park.
Oh, it's actually so sad for that.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's... Hey, hang on. I said one more question. Let's do one more. Let's do our prediction for the year on the games before a ball has even been kicked. So, Eels, Bulldogs.
Win for the Eels.
Win. Penrith, Eels out of Bluebet Stadium.
Golden Point win for the Eels.
Yep. Eels, Seagulls at Combank.
Eels.
Eels, West Tigers at Eels. Combank. Raiders, Eels down at GIO Stadium.
Eels.
Eels, Cowboys at Combank Stadium.
Eels.
Eels, Dolphins, that game up in Darwin.
Eels.
Manly, Eels at Four Pines Park.
Manly.
Then we have a bye. Eels, Broncos at Combank.
Us.
Storm Eels down... Oh, sorry, up in Magic Round.
Storm.
Storm. Rabbitohs Eels, TBA, but it's a Rabbitohs home game.
Rabbits. Eels for that.
Okay. Eels, Sharks at Combank.
Eels.
Okay. Bulldogs Eels at Accor Stadium.
Eels.
Eels Roosters at Combank Stadium.
Eels.
And then we have the bye, don't we? Mm-hmm. Yep, the bye. Knights Eels up at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Newcastle.
Eels Rabbits at Combank.
Eels.
Titans Eels at Seabus.
Titans.
Then we have the bye, then it's the Eels Storm at Combank.
Eels.
Warriors Eels over in Auckland.
Eels.
Eels Panthers at Combank.
Eels.
Roosters Eels at Allianz.
Roosters.
Broncos Eels at Suncorp.
Eels.
Eels Dragons at Combank.
Eels. Oh, we
and West Tigers Eels at Campbelltown.
Eels. How many wins have I put down? 24 wins?
Fletch, no, you're saying that we are only going to lose 5 games this season.
That's fair.
Okay. I've included the byes. 20 wins puts us on 40 points, which should get us the minor premiership.
Yep. All right. Fair enough.
Nothing like a little bit of biasy to finish off the episode.
No, I reckon we'll go really good this year, and I reckon we'll do really well. I reckon this will be our year, and it'll be pretty embarrassing because on New Year's I said this is the year of the Eel, and watch will be the year, either the year of the Bronco or the year of the Panther.
No, let's hope it is the year of the Eel. And
I don't reckon Penrith will win it this year. They can't win 4.
Well, let's hope so. Alrighty, let's cut it off there and see everyone out at Combank on Saturday. Go you Eels.
Go you my Eels.